On Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about Diva Night in the city of Tecumseh. I am so happy to have back on the program with me the marketing and event coordinator for the city of Tecumseh, Rhonda Nowak. Rhonda, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. It's always fun to come up to you and let you know what we're doing in Tecumseh.
Well, there's a lot of great things happening in Tecumseh, and this is going to be one of them, and it's Diva Night, isn't it?
It is. It's actually, we've done Diva Day, so it's the whole day long this time for people, so we've kind of spread it out a little bit. But it's always a very excited day. People really anticipate coming, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of women who have a lot of fun on Diva Day, so we're looking forward to it again this year.
So it's going to be on what day?
April 22nd, from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m.
So it's going to be
30 merchants this time.
Whoa, that's great.
Yeah, I was excited. We had so many that were willing to participate. So it makes it worth people's while to come out and see what everybody has.
And especially when you're having it as a day from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m., that gives people plenty of time to be able to come.
Absolutely. Yep, we've got those people that can come during the day and then those people that like to come in the evening. Maybe they want to come over and have dinner and hang out for the evening with their friends. It works out for a lot of different areas. So
absolutely. And, you know, there's going to be so many neat things to be able to see. Tecumseh has so many great specialty stores and merchants in downtown Tecumseh, Rhonda.
We do, and we even have some new ones that actually are opening up, and one of them, their grand opening is that same day. So there'll be some new shops that people haven't seen before that they can come take a look at.
Very good. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Something special you're going to be doing this time is with some special bags, right, Rhonda?
We are. We have these very bright-colored lime green bags that we have put some secret treasures in for people. I have 200 of them this time, and we're going to pass those out through the day to anybody that's walking around. I'll be down there with those green bags passing them out for people. And so I'll start that at 11 o'clock, and we'll do it every other hour until the bags are gone. I will try to savor those out a little bit, so I've got some during the day and some at night. So if you can't make it till evening, don't worry. There'll be some left there for you, but like I said, there's only 200.
All right. Well, that makes it also an incentive to come out to Diva Day as well, Rhonda.
Right. Then they can use that little fancy bag to carry all their treasures that they get from all the merchants when they go around and visit.
All the great buys that they can find, right?
Absolutely. Yes. We've got a map where all the merchants are located so they can find them all real easy. So it makes it real easy. And they get that signed off and turn it in. And then they even get a chance to win gift baskets from us. We have three great big gift baskets to give away. They range anywhere from $150 to $200 a piece.
Whoa. That's awesome. That's pretty awesome, Rhonda.
It really is. It really is. So it makes it really worth people's time to come out and have some fun and get some goodies and have a chance to win some prizes. And people have really enjoyed those in the past. So we keep doing it because we've gotten really positive feedback about the things that are in those gift baskets for people.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's also a special thing that you have there during a Diva Day that people can be able to remember the day by, right, Rhonda?
They can. They can come take selfie portraits.
All right.
There'll be three different stations and out throughout the community there downtown that they can get their picture taken with some famous male icon, maybe is the word.
Okay.
But the ladies all seem to have fun with that because we move them around throughout the downtown. And people find them as they're wandering around, and they do have a lot of fun taking selfies, and we love to see those pictures afterwards.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, the thing is with Diva Day, this is a great time and a great day to be able to, for people to come on down and to be able to have some fun and also check out, as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, the many different unique stores that Tecumseh has. And that's one thing that I think people, if they haven't had a chance to come to downtown Tecumseh, Rhonda, they're going to be pleasantly surprised, as you mentioned, even some newer stores that are going to be opening up.
Absolutely. So, I mean, there's lots for them there, all different genres. I mean, and there's stuff for the kids, stuff for the men, stuff for the women. So, I mean, there's just all kinds of things there and great restaurants to eat at. Coffee shops. We just got all kinds of things for people to, you know, keep them entertained and they can see what we have, and then maybe at another date they can come back with friends and explore a little bit further.
There you go.
So we do want to remind people, though, to please wear your masks. We still want to be safe out there and, you know, try to social distance during this. We're trying to make this as safe as we possibly can for people. So hopefully people will abide by that, which they've been good about so far. So I'm sure that will continue.
That's right. And if we want to have things like this to continue to please abide by the COVID-19 protocols that you just mentioned. And along with that, being in that Diva Day too, that the merchants that are going to be participating will have certainly some great and special buys too, won't they?
Yes, they will. I have heard from several of the merchants that they're going to have some specials out. Some of them do special giveaways. I know when I was a merchant downtown, we always had something special to give away to everybody, and that will continue. And like I say, there's sales and new spring merchandise that's out, so there's just a lot for people. I'm really excited that we get to have this event again.
Oh, absolutely. And to be able to have it for the entire day from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m., Rhonda,
yes.
Tell us when.
Spread it out.
Yeah, spread it out. Spread the goodness out, huh, Rhonda?
Yeah, exactly. Make it a whole day of fun.
There you go. And again, this is going to be on what day?
April 22nd. It's a Thursday. It's next week on Thursday, or actually it'll be this coming week,
yeah.
Right, this week.
Yep.
I get lost on what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
So it's this week, the 22nd, from 10 to 8.
Come on down to downtown to Tecumseh for Diva Day. Rhonda, thank you so much for being on the program. I always enjoy talking with you, and we look forward to being able to talk with you again very soon.
Well, thank you so much, Dale, for the opportunity. It's a great pleasure to come and let you know what we're doing in Tecumseh.
Rhonda Nowak has been my guest. She's the marketing and event coordinator for the city of Tecumseh. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.